今天咱们要聊一聊在岸人民币和离岸人民币。
Today, we are going to talk about onshore and offshore RMB.
这两者到底有什么区别？
What are the differences between the two?
以及为什么会有离岸人民币市场？
And why does the offshore RMB market exist?
它对于推动人民币走向国际化。
It is for promoting the internationalization of the renminbi.
到底起到了哪些作用？
What role did it play?
是的，是的。
Yes, yes.
这个问题其实很多人都挺感兴趣的，那我们就直接开始吧。
Actually, many people are interested in this, so let's just start.
咱们先说说在岸人民币和离岸人民币到底是什么。
Let's first talk about onshore and offshore RMB.
他们分别在什么地方进行交易？
Where did they conduct the transactions?
然后又分别是由谁来监管的？
好。
Then who will supervise it?
其实在岸人民币就是我们平时说的 CNY。
Actually, the onshore RMB is just the CNY we usually talk about.
它指的是在中国内地的银行和交易所里流通的人民币。
It refers to the currency circulating in banks and exchanges within mainland China.
对。
Okay.
然后它是受到中国央行和国家外汇管理局的严格监管的，有外汇管制。
Oh.
And it is a strictly regulated foreign exchange control managed by the People's Bank of China and the State Administration of Foreign Exchange.
原来在岸人民币背后有这么多管控啊。
There are so many controls behind the onshore RMB.
那离岸人民币的情况是不是就很不一样了？
So, how is the situation with offshore RMB different?
对，离岸人民币就是 CNH.
Offshore RMB is CNH.
它主要是在香港。
It is mainly in Hong Kong.
新加坡。
Singapore.
伦敦这些中国大陆以外的地方进行交易。
London places where transactions are conducted outside mainland China.
嗯。
Well...
它是由境外的那些金融监管机构来管理的。
It is managed by financial regulatory agencies outside.
所以中国央行是不能直接去干涉它的。
Therefore, the People's Bank of China cannot directly interfere with it.
明白了。
Understood.
那这两种人民币的汇率是怎么定的？
So, how are the exchange rates of these two currencies determined?
它们各自的波动幅度和使用范围又有哪些区别？
What are the differences in their amplitude and range of use?
在岸人民币的汇率呢？
The exchange rate of onshore RMB.
它是这样形成的。
This is how it happened.
每天央行会先给出一个中间价。
Every day, the central bank will first announce an intermediate price.
然后市场的交易价格只能在这个中间价上下2%的范围内波动。
Then the market transaction price can only fluctuate within a range of 2% of the midpoint.
所以它的特点就是比较稳。
So its characteristic is that it is relatively stable.
波动很小。
Small fluctuations,
但是不自由
but not free.
那它主要就是用于我们平时的工资发放呀。
So, it's mainly used for our regular salary payments,
网购啊
online shopping,
还有就是个人每年50,000美元的换汇额度之内的这些操作。
And there's also the personal annual $5,000 within the exchange rate limit.
听起来在岸人民币确实很稳定。
It seems that the RMB is indeed stable on the shore.
那离岸人民币的汇率形成机制是不是就完全不一样了？
Does the mechanism for determining the exchange rate of offshore RMB then completely differ?
离岸人民币就完全是由市场的供需来决定的。
The value of the yuan is entirely determined by market supply and demand.
它没有涨跌幅的限制。
It has no limit on the fluctuation range.
所以它的波动会更大一些。
Therefore, its fluctuations will be more significant.
也更能反映全球市场对于人民币的预期。
This can also better reflect the global market's expectations for the renminbi.
是的。
Yes.
然后它主要是由跨国公司、海外的投资者和做国际贸易的企业来使用。
Then it is mainly used by overseas investors and international trade companies of multinational corporations.
哎。
Oh.
我有个问题啊。
I have a question.
为什么会有离岸人民币这个东西呢
？Why does offshore RMB exist？
它是怎么诞生的
？How did it come about？
这就不得不说到人民币国际化的大背景了。
This must be mentioned in the context of the internationalization of the renminbi。
就是随着中国的贸易越做越大
，As China's trade continues to grow，
其实很多国家都愿意用人民币来进行交易或者投资。
In fact, many countries are willing to use the renminbi for transactions or investment.
也希望能够把人民币存在自己的外汇储备里面。
I also hope to be able to hold some RMB in my foreign exchange reserves.
嗯。
Well,
但是如果一下子就把中国内地的金融市场完全开放的话
However, if the financial markets in mainland China were completely opened at once,
国际上的热钱就会大量地涌进来或者涌出去。
International hot money will flow in or out in large quantities.
这样的话会让汇率变得非常的不稳定。
This would make the exchange rate very unstable.
也会冲击到国内的经济。
This will also impact the domestic economy.
比如股市
For example, the stock market
是房价
Price
价通胀水平等等
Through, etc
都会受到影响
All will be affected
那中国政府具体是怎么解决这个既要国际化又要防风险的难题的呢
How exactly did the Chinese government solve this problem of both internationalization and risk prevention?
这个问题问得好。
This is a good question.
中国政府想了一个办法。
The Chinese government came up with a plan.
就是建立一个海外的试验田。
Establish an overseas test field.
那就是离岸人民币市场。
That's the offshore RMB market.
对，这样的话。
Regarding this.
一方面可以隔离风险。
On the one hand, it can isolate risks.
就算境外的人民币被炒得天翻地覆
Even if foreign currencies are wildly fluctuating
也不会直接影响到内地的金融稳定
It will not directly affect the financial stability of the mainland
另一方面
On the other hand
也可以让更多的外国人习惯使用人民币来结算、发债以及投资
Also, it can encourage more foreigners to use renminbi to settle debt and investment.
同时还能通过全球的供需来形成一个市场化的汇率。
At the same time, a market-based exchange rate can be formed through global supply and demand.
反过来还可以帮助内地的汇率改革。
了解了，那离岸人民币市场
This can also help mainland China understand the offshore RMB market.
它的发展过程当中
，during its development，
有哪几个比较关键的时间节点
？What are the key time points？
最早的话要追溯到2003年。
The earliest words can be traced back to 2003.
那个时候，香港开始了人民币业务的试点。
At that time, Hong Kong started a pilot project for RMB business.
这是一个开端。
This is the beginning.
然后真正的大规模的推进是在2009年，国家放开了跨境贸易人民币结算。
Then the real large-scale promotion was the opening of cross-border RMB settlement by the country in 2009.
这个时候人民币才开始大规模地走向海。
At this time, the renminbi is starting to go overseas on a large scale.
所以说2009年是一个非常重要的转折点。
Therefore, 2009 was a very important turning point.
没错，没错。
Absolutely, absolutely.
然后紧接着2010年的时候
Then, in the year 2000,
香港正式形成了独立的 CNH 汇率。
Hong Kong officially established an independent CNY exchange rate.
对，这才标志着离岸人民币市场的真正的成。
This marks the true formation of the offshore RMB market.
行，好。
Okay.
好的，那我们接下来就来说说在岸人民币和离岸人民币的价格为什么会不一样。
So, let's talk about why the prices of onshore and offshore RMB are different.
他们背后到底是哪些因
素 Who are they behind?
因素在推动他们的价差变化。
Factors are driving changes in their price differential.
说起来，这两种人民币的价格其实差距并不大。
To be honest, the prices of the two types of RMB are actually not that different.
一般就是几个基点到几十个基点之间。
Usually, it's just a few key points to dozens of key points.
那在岸人民币因为受到央行的托底或者说打压嘛。
The onshore RMB, due to the central bank's intervention or suppression,
所以它会比较稳定。
Therefore, it will be more stable.
而且整体会偏强一些。
And overall, it will be a bit stronger.
但是离岸人民币就不一样了。
That's different for offshore RMB.
它很容易受到美元走势。
It is easily affected by the trend of the US dollar.
美联储的货币政策
Federal Reserve's monetary policy
还有全球市场情绪的影响
Also, the impact of global market sentiment
所以它的波动会更大
Therefore, its fluctuations will be larger
对市场上的风吹草动会更加的敏感
Be more sensitive to market trends
也就是说
That is to say
当市场出现剧烈波动的时候
When the market experiences significant fluctuations,
他们两个的表现会很不一样。
They will have very different performances.
是这样的。
Here is the case.
比如说市场恐慌的时候。
For example, during market panic,
大家都急着把人民币换成美元。
Everyone is rushing to exchange their RMB for USD.
那离岸人民币往往就会比在岸人民币跌得更快一些。
The offshore RMB will usually fall faster than the onshore RMB.
因为内地的管制会让资金不容易流出去嘛。
Because of the restrictions in the mainland, it is difficult for capital to flow out.
对。
Okay.
这也是他们两个会出现短暂价差的一个很重要的原因。
This is also a very important reason why the two of them can have a short-term price difference.
明白了。
Understood.
最后我们再来简单总结一下这两种人民币到底有哪些核心的区别。
Finally, let's briefly summarize the key differences between these two types of RMB.
我们可以用一个很形象的比喻来理解。
We can use a very vivid analogy to understand it.
就是在岸人民币。
It's RMB.
它其实就像是家里受保护的乖宝。
It's actually like a well-protected little child at home.
它的一举一动都是在监管下进行的。
All of its actions are conducted under supervision.
对，然后离岸人民币呢？
Then, what about the RMB that is left on the shore?
他就是那个在外面闯荡的自由人。
He is that kind of person who roams around freely.
他会随着国际市场的变化而变化。
He will change with the changes in the international market.
那这个离岸市场的设立其实就是为了让人民币可以走出去。
So, the establishment of this offshore market is actually to allow the renminbi to go abroad.
同时又不会让国内的金融体系受到太大的冲击。
At the same time, it will not cause too much impact on the domestic financial system.
好的。
Okay.
今天我们把在岸人民币和离岸人民币的区别
Today, we're going to talk about the differences between onshore and offshore RMB.
包括他们背后的一些故事都给大家讲清楚了。
I also explained the stories behind them.
希望大家听完之后。
I hope that after listening to this,
对人民币的国际化进程有一个更直观的认识。
Gain a more intuitive understanding of the internationalization of the renminbi.
好了。
Okay.
这就是我们今天的全部内容了。
That's all for today.
然后感谢大家的收听。
And thank you for listening.
咱们下期节目再见。
See you next time.
拜拜，拜拜。
Bye bye bye.